Bonneville, how fast does your neighbor's Toyota Camry go on the straightaway? Can her car beat your Ford Escape in a drag race? Put the pedal to the metal and find out at the upcoming Bonneville Gear Grabbers Drag Racing Weekend that takes over the Bonneville Municipal Airport from July 7 to 9. Race day organizers hope to see local race enthusiasts on the track and in the stands for the full weekend of racing that will pit neighbors against neighbors in amateur races and more serious racers against other speed chasers in advanced race categories. We've been running this since 2019 and typically we are seeing 100 cars racing a day, with vehicles varying from the soccer parent, daily drivers in their Explorers all the way up to 1,000 horsepower twin-turbo cars, says Sean Gomake, a founding Gear Grabbers member since 2011 and one of the weekend's drag race organizers. A new addition to this year's racing weekend is a nitro-powered drag racer that will get the heads turning quickly for a few fast passes. The big one we have coming this year is a 10,000 horsepower top fuel nitro rail car. It will be making an exhibition pass each day, said Gomake. The weekend begins with a Friday night show and shine that is free for the public to attend and free for entries. The show and shine runs from 5 to 8 p.m. at the airport. For Saturday and Sunday racing, driver registration is between 7 a.m. and 9:45 a.m. Gates open at 10 a.m. to the public and time trials start at 10:30 a.m. Runway racing, sleds, and bouncy castles. Even though the airport is closed for the weekend as its runway is converted into an eighth-of-a-mile raceway, the site will still see some high-flying action as a freestyle snowmobile crew will be entertaining the crowds. And what about snowmobiles in the middle of summer? Sure, says Gomake. Why not? It's just another part of an insane weekend of action. We'll have the snowmobiles doing freestyle tricks with ramp jumps during the cool-down times, said Gomake, adding that the weekend will offer many activities around the high-speed drag races. We'll have the top fuel car making an exhibition pass each day, food trucks, music with a DJ, bouncy castles for the kids. It's going to have something for everyone in an action-packed weekend. Daily admission to the Gear Grabbers races for Saturday and Sunday is just $10 a person. It's a fun family event that is insanely cheap for $10 a person, Gomake said, crediting community sponsors and support for making the event possible. We can offer that kind of affordability because we have such great community support here. Rookies want it. The support isn't only measured in financial levels. The racing family itself offers a lot of help when it comes to growing the sport. At any time over the weekend, anyone can go into the pits to talk to racers, look at cars, and get a better feel for this fast and fun sport, Gomake said, calling the weekend a great way to hook more people to the sport, as a spectator or driver. If you are interested in the sport but not sure, maybe just want to get your feet wet, bring out your vehicle and give it a shot, that might lead to building a race car or something cool. The main things we want to do is promote the event and the sport. Being a little leery about turning your driveway car into a speedway drag racer for the weekend is natural, says Gomake, who races his own Foxbody Mustang, but there will be lots of people to give advice. The best thing if you are a rookie is to talk to other racers and get advice. The nice thing about a drag race event is that in the pits or staging lanes, there are racers galore that have been doing it for years who you can talk to and get all sorts of advice from, he said, adding with a laugh, that the easiest advice is to go fast and have fun. More details on the club, the race weekend, requirements for drivers, and the sport can be found on the Gear Grabbers website. Pre-registration forms for racers can also be downloaded from the website. Gomake and other Gear Grabbers hope to see new and familiar faces at the racing weekend. It's a sport that welcomes everyone. Come and try it out. Spectators are encouraged to bring lawn chairs and hearing protection. Organizers say there are bleachers for seating, but they fill up quickly with the big crowds.